AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israel's security cabinet is convening to decide whether to approve a deal that would release dozens of hostages held by militants in Gaza and pause the 15-month war. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is head of the World Health Organization.
We welcome this news with great relief, but also with sorrow that it has come too late for those who have died in the conflict, and with caution given that we have had false dawns before and the deal has not yet been confirmed.
A final sign-off would be needed by the Israeli government. The meeting comes after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said there were last-minute snags in finalizing the ceasefire agreement. People evacuated from the wildfires in Los Angeles are having their return home put on hold. Crews are going block to block looking for bodies and hazardous materials. In Altadena, California.
Why do I deserve this? I don't know. I don't think I deserve it, but God bless everybody else.
Right. Enrique Balcazar was surprised upon his return home.
Every house is burnt down on my block, except for my house.
Her family says Tony Award winner Joan Plowright has died in Britain. She was the widow of Laurence Olivier. Plowright was nominated for an Oscar in 1993 for her role in Enchanted April.
I knew them all, you know. Dear Alfred Tennyson, who pulled my pigtails and said they were too long, and I sat on Mr. Carlyle's knee. Oh, how he scowled. I'm a perfect sharer of your holiday, Mrs. Arbuthnot.
Joan Plowright was 95. Later today, Kristi Noem, President-elect Donald Trump's Homeland Security pick, faces scrutiny on Capitol Hill on immigration plans. This is AP News. The deadline is Sunday for TikTok's China-based company to sell or be banned.
But that's the day before the inauguration, and a Biden administration official tells AP the president will not enforce the ban before he leaves office. That'll leave TikTok's fate in the hands of President-elect Trump. He's pledged to keep it available, though his transition team has not said how. TikTok's CEO is expected to attend Trump's inauguration and be granted a prime seating location on the dais. In the meantime, the Supreme Court's weighing a free speech challenge to the law. That decision could come today. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two-time Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka stopped playing because of a strained abdominal muscle after dropping the opening set of her third-round match against Belinda Bencic. Osaka missed time in recent seasons because of mental health breaks and then was off the tour while pregnant. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.